Government here must step up its preparations for a no-deal Brexit, according to Fianna Fáil's spokesperson on Brexit, Lisa Chambers. She was responding to a leaked British government document, which we've been talking about this morning, outlining the consequences of the UK leaving the European Union without a deal, including shortages of food, fuel and medicines, delays at British ports and a hard border on the island of Ireland. Deputy Chambers claims that since March, government ministers here have taken their foot off the pedal in terms of preparation. Lisa Chambers is on the line now. Very good morning to you. Thanks for talking to us on the programme. What preparations should we be seeing and hearing about that are not evident?
I think, I mean, listening to reports of the Operation Yellowhammer document that was leaked, it's extremely concerning because, you know, any shortages of food, medicines and fuels in the UK because of the land, because of the connection to mainland Europe, has to have an impact on Ireland. We know our supply chains will be affected, and we've seen very little detail from government as to what the plan is in relation to the land bridge. Now, the most recent publication from government was in July of this year, and that was the updated contingency action plan. And of almost a 100-page document, 2 pages were dedicated to the land bridge. And very little detail as to what has been done or what's going to be done, save as to say that there will be problems. So I think what we're hearing from government repeatedly is that, yes, there will be disruption, yes, there are problems, but we've heard no details of a financial aid package. Over a year ago, government said that they were exploring the possibility of having a kind of preferred exit line at Calais port in France, but there are no details of whether that's been progressed, and it's as though come November 1st, Irish trucks will be in the same queue as British trucks trying to exit into Calais in France. And from the leaked document over the weekend, we know that the British are saying that they expect 2.5 days of delays at that port.
We also know that in the event of a no-deal Brexit, as a member of the European Union, we would have an obligation to protect the EU single market. Does that inevitably mean that there would have to be checks? There would certainly be pressure from Brussels for checks on the border, even if that were to breach the Good Friday Agreement.
Well, I mean, that seems to be the position of government now. They've certainly moved over the last number of months to accept that checks will have to happen somewhere. Now, the Taoiseach hasn't gone as far as to say that checks will happen at the border. Government appear to be suggesting that checks can happen somewhere down the road, perhaps at the point of arrival. But again, we have absolutely no details on how that might look, how that might operate, how hauliers and traders are engaging with that. And most importantly, we don't know what the EU Commission's position is in relation to the Irish government's suggestion that those checks can happen
elsewhere.
What is Fianna
Fáil's position in relation to that? Is that something as a party which supports the government under confidence and supply that you would countenance?
Nobody wants to see checks at the Irish border, and I think we're all in agreement on that front, Brian. But what we do want at this point is transparency and honesty from government. What conversations are happening between our government and the EU Commission? We're not privy to that, and we're asking for those details. We want to know what financial aid package will be provided from the European Union to support Ireland, to support our most vulnerable sectors. I mean, these are basic enough questions that, you know, despite all of the briefings that I attend, all of the meetings that we have, I cannot answer those questions because that information has not been forthcoming. And, you know, even if people want to look at the government's action plan, again, those details are not provided. And I do believe there's an element of, you know, let's wait and see, bury our heads in the sand, cross our fingers behind our backs and just hope upon hope that the worst doesn't come to pass. But looking at that document that was leaked and the information flowing from it, you know, and even Brussels are saying that the most likely outcome now appears to be a no-deal Brexit, I believe that we are woefully unprepared and that our citizens are not getting the information that they need.
All right, there we leave it. Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much for talking to us. It's just 2 minutes to 9.